Aha! Why do I always get the urge? I can't resist.
To do an Alan Partridge.
To do an Alan Partridge, and I just... Aha!
Aha! Welcome!
Sorry about that, folks. Morning, welcome along. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It's, what is it, Monday morning, 12th
it
of October.
Sure is.
What's the story with you, big man?
Ah, you know yourself, not much and all. That was a very long weekend. Jim's
Did
boring.
You think?
Yeah, it was very long.
Oh, my God, I can't slow the weekends down at all.
Oh, they're too long sometimes. Jeez, they drag the arse out of themselves sometimes. It was very long. There was nothing to do and all. It was just
if they were four times longer for me, they still wouldn't be long enough.
what did you do? You must have been up to all sorts.
Not at all. No, it's the joy of... The joy of nothingness, and there was a few bits and pieces in there. I mean, obviously nothing kind of particularly exciting. It was all housebound, but I just have to say,
just
weekends are quite a pleasant thing.
You'd just rather be there than here. I understand that as well.
Anyway, listen, whatever you were doing, hopefully you had a decent weekend. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. Today, of course, is a whopper, belter of a day today, because we've got 4K Monday.
Jeepers.
Right, that's only the tip of the proverbial iceberg, PJ.
You're joking.
4K Monday on the Hitbit, so we're going to be playing for €4,000 at about 10 to 8. Not only that, are you a Gary Barlow fan? Am I what, I hear you say?
Am I what?
Tickets for Gary Barlow to hand out willy-nilly today.
Jeez, when's that gig? 334. What's that gig? That's very funny.
I'll find out.
Yeah.
But yeah, because there was winners over the weekend, obviously, and we have tickets to give away today as well.
Very good.
That's
good.
Pretty impressive.
That is good.
And it is the start of the week in which you will find the greatest sausage party ever.
Ah, isn't that the truth? I'm looking forward to that.
And Jaffa Jake's world record attempt.
Yes.
I mean, oh my God.
I have to say, the training was very full on for that this weekend.
Was it? I did a bit of prep for
the old... I'm not really sure I can do it now.
I did a bit of prep for the old sausage party myself, you know.
Oh, very good, very good.
Venison sausages.
Oh, gee.
As part of a bangers and mash arrangement over the weekend.
Oh, you look at your man on his fancy and sausages.
So we were all having a go.
Yeah,
preparation is the key, PJ, I find.
It certainly is.
Preparation is the key.
Venison sausage.
I tell you.
You are living the high life. It's no wonder you want a weekend to be back.
Yeah. Took me ages to track that deer down and everything. I'm joking,
I heard it was the Mr. Deer that served it to you and all that stuff.
KT Tunstall, Suddenly I See, here are classic hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It's just 6:15 on this Monday, 12th of October, as we take on the birthdays today. Ready to go, big man?
Let's do it.
Right, here we go. Let's start with an X-Man himself.
Oh.
Hugh Jackman,
yeah.
Wolverine is celebrating his birthday today.
Wow, yeah, gee, he was in some nick in that movie.
Some set of shoulders.
That's a hard sentence to say, isn't it? Some set of shoulders.
Yeah, phenomenal shoulders in his wife beater t-shirt.
Phenomenal, I'm sure the amount of steroids he must have been on to get that.
Oh, man.
It was unreal.
There was stories going around at the time that even when he was doing interviews, you know, press interviews and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Right, that somebody would be in the middle of having a chat with him, asking him questions. So, about the role, blah, blah, blah. And somebody would come in with like a plate of potatoes and chicken and stuff. Because he was on his training regime was like, no, I've got to eat every 2 hours or whatever the hell it was.
Jeez.
And he, like, so somebody just interrupt the interview. Sorry, here you go, Mr. Jackman. And he just literally wolf into chicken and potatoes and stuff.
And then someone else would be like, time for your, to go to the toilet for your injection. You know what I mean? Hey, Wolfie, time to get the old rabies shot. You know yourself? Yeah.
Once named the sexiest man alive. I don't remember that. Yeah, I don't remember that happening.
And I don't think he's as young either. He's like, he's on the older end of the movie stars, action movie stars now.
Yeah. To be fair, yeah, actually, now that you mention it, yeah, to be fair, for somebody who does roles like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And he can sing and dance.
Can he?
Well, the man's the greatest showman.
Was he in that?
He's the star in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Jesus, I didn't know that.
Do you ever watch a movie at all? Do you?
I wouldn't watch those movies now. Those movies wouldn't be for me now.
What about Van Helsing? Did you see him in that?
That's a good movie, yeah, yeah. I like that. That's good crack, yeah. Anything Dracula related, I always like it.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Actually, that reminds me of a telly recommendation for you.
Oh,
later
very good.
On. Yeah. Right, okay, so, Hugh Jackman is...
Don't tell me now, make sure you wait and forget it. Dear God.
I'm not going to interrupt the birthdays. Yeah. Plus, it's the secret of radio, you know. Keep them hanging on.
Exactly. Keep me, so I won't go home.
That's it. If I tell you now, you'll just leave and go and start watching us.
Start watching me phone here. Huh? What are you talking to me for? I'd say he's 52.
Yes, he is 52.
Hugh Jackman.
We're off and running. Right, next up for you, Les Dennis. Celebrating his birthday
Dennis.
Today.
He's great crack, him.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's him. Is it him that's in the extras with Grace? It is him, isn't it?
It is him, yeah.
Oh, that's so.
Because he started in really traditional kind of, you know, that almost, well, now very old-fashioned looking kind of comedy stuff.
I know, yeah.
You know, wasn't he around the time of Russ Abbott and stuff? Was he back then?
Oh, he was, definitely, yeah.
And he did all the kind of like, you know, Coronation Street impersonations and all. And then he started to take the wee-wee out of himself, big style.
Big time.
And it was hilarious.
After his life kind of went down the toilet.
Yeah, after Amanda Holden gave him the heave-ho.
And he just said, to hell with it, I'm running with it. This is going to be great fun. I'm going to run with it. Because he had a rough few years, and then went, you know something, if you, he's one of those Brits, you have to laugh. Aye, you've got to laugh.
Like, appearing in the Nip and all in extras. And
was he in the Nip and extras? Jeepers. He was in the Nip and all. Oh, he's a funny fella. I gotta say, he's like 63.
Not bad at all, 67.
Right,
Not bad at all on that one. Right, friend of the show, Brian Kennedy, a man who was literally in here not... How long ago was that? When was the last time we interviewed him?
It's a few months ago.
Yeah, and he was in with his farting tubes.
With his farting tubes, yeah, he was showing us the farting tubes and everything. Yeah.
God, there's a man who really went through the mill and just... still seemed totally upbeat.
What a great attitude.
It was just extraordinary speaking
to him. I wouldn't be like him, though.
Not at all. You must be joking.
I wouldn't be like him.
I'd hate the world.
Yeah, if I get my feet wet on the bike, I'm upset for a week over. And he's out there, like, you, battling cancer. And coming in and singing and releasing albums. And
finding the positives in everything and all that. Incredible.
Ah, you unbelievable.
And what a chanter, to be fair. Some old larynx on the man as well.
Yeah, I know. With just a touch of cheese.
Yeah.
You know what
just
I mean?
To keep you interested.
Just to keep you on the ball. I'd say Brian is... Brian's around my age. Maybe a bit older. 49.
Believe it or not, he's 54.
Is he?
Yeah.
He's fair play to him.
He looks well on it.
He looks very well now. Jeepers. And then I do have a little bit of wet feet today, and I'm upset about it. And then look at everything he went through. Unbelievable.
You have a bit of wet feet, have you?
I have a bit of wet feet, yeah. There was raining coming in the bike, you know.
Yeah.
And the feet got a little bit. No, I wouldn't say they're fully wet. They're just sort of. It's that thing you're on.
But enough to upset you.
Yeah, you can't tell if it's cold or wet. It's going to be. That's my weak rule now.
The whole week.
That's the week, really.
Yeah, that's the end of it. Yeah. We should just go home now. We'll start again next week.
Ah, yeah.
Start again next week.
You might as well. Yeah. We have to do that anyway. I'll probably have wet hands then.
Right, and finally, your curveball this morning, right back to your childhood. In fact, I'm hoping that you were even born. But anyway, Angela Rippon.
Oh my God, Angela Rippon, yeah.
Do you remember her?
I do, from the news and all.
Yeah.
She did Markham and Wise
and
everything.
That's the one.
The famous news legs.
News legs, that's exactly it.
She's brilliant. And it was so bizarre that she did that at the time.
That was probably considered a bit,
considered a bit outrageous.
Yeah. How very dare you?
She'd be reading the news now about murders and everything, and then she'd be like, she'll start dancing with those two Egypts, a very serious carry-on altogether.
And one of the most famous Markham and Wise sketches she did.
There's that one and the one with Andre Previn, you know, the composer that's
piano,
a famous one.
That's just the funniest, silliest thing.
I love Markham and Wise.
Yeah, absolutely amazing.
Yeah. You know, I used to love it though. I used to love when they do them, you know, like their plays. They'd put on like a mini play.
Yeah.
What Ernie used to do, it's a play what I wrote.
It's a play what I wrote.
Sorry, that's talk about a throwback. Anyway, right, so Angela Rippon, now not a young woman,
because that was, I mean, I was young when she was a newsreader, very young. I'd say she's like, she could be 85.
76.
Oh, jeez, actually, not that old then. Jeepers.
Maybe you were older than you thought when you were watching her legs on the telly.
Been, yeah. I suppose now that I think of it, I was slightly more excited about her legs than I am about my wet feet.
Now you're up to date on the home of PJ and Jim waking up happy weekdays from 6 a.m. This is Classic Hits.
Good stuff. Thanks, John. Almost 6:32. Welcome back, sir.
Thanks, Jim. How are you?
Good, very well. Thank you for asking. Good to have you back. A couple of the listeners were a bit distraught.
Yeah.
Indeed, over the last couple of days. The listeners were revolting, but that's a totally different story.
They were. Hey, but I'm... They weren't Everton fans by any chance, were they?
No. Well, I don't know. Selma might be an Everton fan. Closet Everton fan. Everton fan. But yeah, there was consternation.
The vacuum in one's life when one's team doesn't play and you have to watch international football instead is just...
Yeah, well, especially our international football, unfortunately, at the moment.
Did you watch yesterday?
I watched the first half.
Yeah. It was like... I was there... Do you remember the movie we were talking about, Paint Dry, that was getting the certification last week?
Yeah.
I was thinking, I wish I had that around now.
I mean, I know there were, it's rough on them at the moment and whatever and all that.
Yeah, I know.
And the COVID thing on top of it was, didn't make life any easier or whatever. But
Slovakia, and they may have been missing players. They were beaten by Scotland yesterday. It kind of, you're now looking at a situation where the, teams of a similar ilk are actually, they're not of a similar ilk. They're just better.
Yeah.
So Slovakia, Scotland, Wales, they're all better at the moment than the Republic of Ireland.
I thought the actual football at times wasn't bad. Yeah, it was, kind of hoof it.
And there has to be a certain amount of praise for Stephen Kenny's putting up with a lot of BS on the sides and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But give the fella a chance.
He's only getting going, to be fair.
It's going to, at the moment, though, it does feel like we're quite a distance away from the halcyon days of future ole oles.
Oh, I think
It was on satellite television, so I don't have any of those fancy things. And they were playing, Wales were in some sort of gold kit. I was thinking, they're playing Australia. What's going on here? And you look at the Welsh team and they're all, I have no idea who.
Half of them?
Yeah. Any of them? Yeah. To be honest. I knew Ryan Giggs is the manager. I was thinking he never turned up for a friendly, so there's something seriously wrong here.
Jennifer Lopez waiting for tonight in Hall & Oates. Great memory, Private Eyes just ahead of that. Almost 19 minutes to 7 o'clock. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Good to have you with us on this Monday, 12th of October. What a Monday it is. We were saying earlier on, it's incredible the amount of stuff we have to whack out there today, Hello, PJ.
Everything's gone a bit weird in here, man.
Are your buttons acting up? Are you having trouble with your knobs?
You know the machine I use to talk to you?
Yes.
Well, that is very unhealthy at the moment.
Is it?
Yeah, it's actually... I'm just keeping an eye on it there in case it goes on fire.
Anyway, it's going to be an incredible day today. The big news, of course, is 4K Monday. We've been telling you about this for a while, building up to it. It's officially 4K Monday today on the Hitbit. So classichits.ie, Magic Mike, as always, is standing by on WhatsApp. Whenever you're ready to let him know that you're ready to play and have a go at telling us what the Hitbit is and taking our €4,000... 087-188-0008. He's a busy boy today.
He is.
Because he's also currently working on a little something-something.
Is he?
In order to help you win Gary Barlow tickets. Now, you were asking me when he's on, weren't you?
I was. I've since then, I've had a look. It's the summer, right?
Yeah, 22nd of June of next year. Well, hardly of this year, Jim, since the 22nd of June has gone.
The way things are going, it could be of the year after next year.
Well, after you told me about the Batman movie, it could have been 2 years away.
That's 2022 or something at this stage. It's getting ridiculous.
So June 22nd at the Three Arena, 22nd of June 2021, Gary Barlow. And we have tickets for you to win today. Magic Mike is going to put together one of his little audio episodes for you to work on. We'll tell you about that later on so you can guess. And of course, we have to hand out the winners from over the weekend as well. We'll be announcing those who won over the weekend.
Oh yeah, all the other Gary Barlow winners.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he's going to call around to your house apparently and give you the tickets in person. Or a fella that looks like him will.
And also, we quite literally have Coffee Perfection on the show this week.
We really do.
Yeah. Coffeeperfection.ie. They've given us this incredible coffee machine. It looks the business.
It does look the business.
Photographs of it. It's a Sage Creatista Uno Nespresso machine.
I look
forward to saying that a lot.
That is brilliant. Sage Creatista Uno.
Absolutely.
Like that.
So apparently, it's... and you get all the kind of coffee with it. You get the selection of capsules that, Nespresso capsules that go into it, all that. Apparently, it's all the convenience of a Nespresso-portioned coffee machine paired with Sage's advanced microfoam milk technology.
Microfoam milk?
Microfoam.
Oh, I thought it's a microphone. Still, like, you talk to the milk and it gets to a proper heat.
You talk it up into a froth. Yeah,
come on.
Oh, calm down, PJ. You're making me all frothy.
Come on, I'm going to mix you with some of the best damn Italian coffee you've ever seen if you heat up for me.
Yeah, it looks the business. I wouldn't mind one of these now.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I'd love one of these.
It'll be right up my street.
I had to stop using me coffee thing at home because I was drinking so many of them, man.
I know.
Oh, yeah. My God. Like, the weekend.
And the last thing you need to be is hype, any more hyper.
Yeah. I tell you, I was going to bed at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon because I was so
warm,
expended so much energy. I wasn't even saying, and then just lying there staring at the wall as if I was angry with it.
This is fantastic. This is exactly what people have in mind, that the way that somebody would have to treat you like a toddler. No, he needs to go to bed for a nap. He gets overtired and then there's no controlling him then. So you have to have him, make sure he has a lie down.
He's after having 23 coffee pellets. He's not himself now.
Anyway, absolutecoffeeperfection.ie we have on the breakfast table quiz. Nothing to beat on a Monday as always, so we'll give you a shot at that. And also, there'll be all the regular bits and pieces, all the madness that floats out of the wonder that is PJ Gallagher. He's found bridezillas and all sorts.
I found an amazing bridezilla, and I found an absolutely just, I found something that's beyond shocking to do
with
donuts. Yeah.
Is it going to hurt?
It's going to hurt, so a lot of people. If you're a fan of donuts, I'm afraid today is not going to be a day of good news for you. I'm afraid.
Right. Stand by, people of Ireland. 087-188-0008. That's the Communards. Don't leave me this way. Here are classic hits, almost 9 minutes past 7 o'clock. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Monday, 12th of October. Big day, of course, 4K Monday today. Before 8 o'clock this morning, we're going to put €4,000 on the line on the hit bit. ClassicHits.ie, good place to start for all the previous guesses. And as always, let Magic Mike know if you want to play. He's standing by on WhatsApp, 087-188-0008. Also, a big week this week, in fairness, a big food week, especially for our PJ. I mean, PJ and myself, we're going to host our online sausage party on Thursday.
God.
So looking forward to that.
I actually can't wait for that.
Looking forward to that. If you haven't heard about this, we'll tell you about it a bit later on. But it's a huge event, so easy for you to get involved. And it's literally the greatest festival you will ever attend. You stay in your own home, you eat your own favourite food. It's absolutely magnificent.
Know what I mean? And apparently any old sausage counts. There's not even a rule.
Not even a rule. No rules for this gig whatsoever. And also, of course, then on Friday, it is Jaffa Jake's world record attempt. The Jaffa cake eating world record attempt. It's going to be a big one, big one. By the way, just on that, Mary and Santry's been on. She sent us a picture of something she picked up over the weekend of Christmas pudding flavoured chocolate digestives.
Get out of it.
Yeah.
Get out of
Check
it. Let me see
out.
Them. Oh, my God. Look at that. That's outrageous. Like the idea of it. Sure, they taste lovely. It's not even Halloween. Stick them in your biscuit hole.
No, anyway.
They shouldn't be out and about. They should be in the hole in the kitchen where they should be kept hidden until at least after Halloween. Come on.
Yeah. I knew that was going to upset him.
I'm in bad mood anyway.
There's more food upsetting him as well. Stand by for... Hell of a shot.
This is bad, Jim. I'm in a very bad mood. I'm just going to put it out there. Everything I know, everything I thought I knew has been a lie. It's been a lie. It really has. And some things you find out it's hard to take. You know when you find out that white chocolate isn't chocolate? That was one thing that really upset me.
Oh, right.
It's just made with chocolate stuff, but it's not actually chocolate.
I knew there was a reason I didn't like it.
When I found out peanuts aren't nuts, that really upset me. Really upset me.
That's a hard one.
They're legumes, whatever the hell legumes are. I got really upset over that, and now I'm outraged. You know, not a lot more people like doing than maybe so often someone sends us. Actually, you know, people forget people. You know, you and me, Jim.
Yeah.
People that send us in a bag of donuts every so often.
Absolutely.
Andy Bad News is a great man for
man for a donut.
Yeah, he gets he's for some reason whatever he's doing to us all behind our backs, he gets upset about it sometimes. And he buys a bag of donuts, and he comes in and he lets us all get stuck in.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you something.
Which reminds me, actually, I think Andy Bad News might be on a... I think he's on an errand this morning, a mission of mercy this morning.
Really?
So while you're at that, Andy, just in case you're listening, you know, alongside the things that you have to get, you might want to get some donuts for PJ and myself. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
You might choose to.
You might choose to, you know.
Yeah.
Remember all
he's
the things
it listening.
Is you're doing behind our backs that we don't know about. And then maybe to buy some donuts. So this Australian donut franchise, Donut King,
right,
who have branches around England, and they also sort of sell and provide other donut shops, we don't even know who they are, with donuts, has come forward and said, yeah, no, not just us, loads of donut companies, they don't put jam on their donuts, even when it's jam donuts. It's not jam. It's not jam.
Oh my
it's
God.
It's not jam. When you're eating a lot, and we have no way of knowing now which is which, where to get real jam.
A
and where
jam
to get
donut does but not contain jam.
It's the way to hear what they do. It's disgraceful. Instead, they fill their tasty, delicious treats with some
deep fried treats.
Yeah. With coloured apple paste or apple sauce. Because they say it's smoother and it doesn't have any pulp or pips. And some Philistines in the world prefer some sort of red glue-like substance rather than something that actually has bits of actual fruit in it.
I suppose technically there's some sort of fruit in it. It's just, it's the wrong fruit.
It's the wrong fruit, you liars. You liars. I buy a raspberry donut and it's actually apple. Yeah, raspberry-flavoured apple.
That's a shocker now. What? I mean,
I'm really disgusted.
That really, that shakes the foundations of all the things you believe in.
It really does.
If your jam donut doesn't even contain jam.
Your jam donut's an apple donut. An apple donut that's lying to you. It's an apple-flavoured liar. It's wrapped up in dough.
Unbelievable. Apple paste. Parading itself as
raspberry,
as jam.
Yeah, it's just
fake. Oh my God!
Absolutely disgraceful. With its natural sweetness, they say, and it's no pips. It's a lovely way to enjoy a jammy texture. Do you know what else has a jammy texture? Jam. Shower that disgusting, sneaky little pips and seeds and smaller grains, they say, can get caught in the teeth of some customers and they don't really appreciate the sensation, do they not? Yeah, well, get them buy an apple donut then.
Exactly.
That tastes like apple.
Yeah, what's wrong with that? I mean, they do, you know, you can get various forms of marmalade.
You can get a
coarse cut, medium cut.
Yeah.
No bits, whatever. Why can't they specify this is a genuine jam donut? This is a fake jam donut with apple paste that won't get stuck in your teeth.
Yeah, and here's an apple donut or a chocolate donut for all these weirdos who decide they want the jam made to suit them and only them, while the rest of the world is being walking around lied to about their flavour of donut. I'm
incredible.
Very upset about it.
I can tell. And rightly so.
Well, we need a
I'd say this has come as a shock to most people now. It'll be interesting to see if we get any WhatsApps in on this. Because, you know, we can't be the only people shocked by the fact that jam donuts don't actually have jam in them.
And what about the fabric? What about the millions of grannies all over the world who have perfected making jam to such a high degree? Sometimes they make it just because they can. Yeah. There's oodles of jam all around the country that could be used in donuts.
Yeah, that gets handed out as presents to people. Ends up in the back of their press
for 6 or 7 years and you still then find it and dip a biscuit in it or something. It's gorgeous.
Yeah. And when they say to you, did you ever try that jam? I did, it was lovely.
I did, it was gorgeous. It's, lovely. It's all gone.
Yeah,
I sold it to the local donut company, but apparently they don't use it.
Blur and Park Life here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Monday. Thank you for that, folks. Thanks for letting us hang out with you. 18 and a half minutes past 7 o'clock. Audrey's been on from Galway, PJ. She says, this thing with the jam donuts, right?
Yes.
Jam not being jam.
Not being jam.
Does bring into question then all the other things that might be fake.
Is
there chocolate in a chocolate donut? Or is that some sort of impersonator?
Probably is.
Oh, whatever.
Probably is. It's probably
I'm to think what that is.
Some brown dyed onion or something. Ridiculous.
And she said that maybe in light of this, maybe you and I could set up our own donut business.
I'd love that.
Imagine that.
I think that's how we should retire.
Yeah. PJ and Jim's Donuts. What would be a good name? Well, I mean, the fact that you've got nuts in it, I suppose, lends itself to anything you and I would do. There's got to be an outlet for that, a name for that.
I'd be all for that now.
Yeah.
I can imagine that. I can imagine retiring into a donuts and in exactly the same format as we use here, where you're doing it all and I just turn up and I have the crack and...
Yeah.
You know.
P-Jams. No, P-Jams. No, that won't work. I tell you, you might be onto something there, Audrey. We'll have to think about it. If we can come up... Because that's basic. Everybody knows. It really doesn't matter how good your product are. It's the name that matters.
Yeah.
If you get a catchy name... I mean, let's face it, donuts have been getting away with fake jam.
Fake ingredients.
So literally, all we need is a good name and we're there.
Now that I think of it, there's not even a nut in a donut. The whole thing is a lie.
Can't Hurry Love, Phil Collins here at Classic Hits. 23 minutes to 8 o'clock, edging ever closer to 4K Monday. We're going to be playing with Magic Mike, of course, on the Hit Bit. 087-188-0008. Final call if you want to get involved. Huge, the biggest jackpot we've had. Well, since the last time we did 4K Monday. But you know what I mean.
I do.
Overall.
I know what you mean.
Very impressive. Anyway, 087-188-0008. Let us know if you want to have a go at the Hit Bit on 4K Monday. And in the meantime, listen up.
Listen
as
up, everybody.
PJ Gallagher reveals to you how he is your dream man.
Yes. Yes. Well done. Thank you very much, Jim, for putting me on the spot.
Because I'm assuming that this is going to literally just be a list of all of the qualities that you possess.
Honestly, do you know something? It's a list of one of them. It's in the eyes.
How long's the list?
Yeah, let's just say the eyes have it. Let's just start there.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, so apparently the eyes are the most sort of attractive feature of a man. It seems to be the first thing a woman looks at. They've done this big survey. What does the dream man look like, right?
Right.
And what are the most redeeming features and all that sort of crack, right? Eyes is the big one. Women say blue eyes are the most desirable feature in a man. And there I am, this blue-eyed boy. Some might say doe-eyed boy. I say no.
The
big blue
eyes. Those big blue bloodshot eyes.
Yes, that's it. That's them. Blue and red, they said. And they topped the biggest list of turn-ons, actually. That beat, actually, big muscles and six-packs and hairy chests. Thankfully, I don't have any of them. I don't have any of them. At least I have a pair of peepers.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, but look, now, in hindsight, it's turned out well.
It has turned out okay.
Better to have a set of eyes than all of those other things.
You know, rippling biceps and abs. So take that to the gym. Yeah. So the findings also suggest that Steve McQueen, Paul Newman, Brad Pitt and Daniel Craig, they'd be kind of like the dream men, really.
Right.
To look at those lads. Not to mention the whole new generation of heartthrobs out there. Chris Pine and Chris Hemsworth and all that sort of lads. And 15% of women...
All of whom, by the way, can I just point out, right? Just a small little thing here. You know the way you were saying that the eyes have it, okay? And you don't need these incredible, you know... fit bodies and abs, and literally everybody you mentioned there has exactly that.
I know.
Yes, they might have eyes, but they also have rippling biceps and abs and all of that.
And this is, I mean...
So, somebody's, you know... I'm just saying.
Some people get to have them all. Most of us get to have one or none, or maybe have a little bit of one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? As usual, the one I have is the one you don't have to work for. I'm all right with that.
That'll work for us. Right, so eyes then, what else?
So eyes are named as the number one. 52% said blue, the dreamiest colour. Just want to say that again, please.
Yeah.
12% said lips were their favourite feature. With 1 in 10 loving a strong jawline and 8 saying them, saying 8% then after that saying muscles are important.
Right.
So, eyes, lips and a jaw. Gee, you could get away with just having a head. You know,
you're right,
like only 6% of muscles on.
You never need to go below the neck, really, to achieve dreaminess.
That's true. That'd be my new channel plan. Hey, what do you think about me above the head? What? Above the neck? I mean, above the head is nothing. Above the neck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Over there, right?
That's brilliant now, isn't it? There used to be that thing that ladies would, you know, not appreciate anybody kind of like checking them out below the, you know, like keep your eyes up here, yeah?
Yeah.
Eyes up here, yeah. So now you'll be able to use that line.
Oh, yeah.
You can say, listen, when you're looking at me, I only look from above the neck, okay?
Above the neck, trust me.
That's it. Just keep it up here.
It gets more and more like a bouncy castle the lower you go. Let's keep the eyes up here, please. Thank you very much.
That's the way forward.
Unless you fancy bouncy castles, you're not going to be interested in what's under this shirt. Also, they were saying symmetry is known to be a really key feature in attractiveness. Anyway, obviously it is. Like you want, I mean, this is my problem. My ears. Like,
if one half of your body is completely different to the other half of your body, like, it's probably going to be, you know, it's going to create potentially some issues. Maybe.
Well, definitely. Like, if you have one ear on the side of your head and the other one in the middle of your back, straight away if running.
But yours wasn't bad. We did that app once, didn't we? We did that app.
Yeah.
Where it sort of checks out your symmetry.
My ears, man.
No, but I ended up with like. A what do you call it? Like a dint in me head.
You did, yeah.
I was I was completely unsymmetrical.
That's right, looked like someone hit you in the back of your head with a baton and it sank into it. That's right.
So I've got nowhere to go.
Well, yeah. Well, I suppose my ears
apart
are
from my
so
dreamy blue eyes.
Like, I literally, like, there's a good 2 or 2 inches in the difference my ears are at. It's I can't wear glasses or anything because they all sit crooked on my face.
Yeah, the app came up. Please use the same person. It is the
same person when you're talking about. Yeah, when you're doing this, gas, whenever I do that thing with photographers, and they keep saying, just turn your head a little bit more, and I go, I know what you're doing. you're making me turn so you can only see one ear, because the other one's so high, it makes your picture
actually
look crooked.
I used to work with a guy, I know a guy who's really paranoid about his ears as well. And yeah, literally in photographs, even in kind of like, you know, well, night out type photographs,
like
selfies.
They're just not symmetrical, are they really big?
I don't know, he just seems to have a thing about his ears, and as a result, it's kind of like, no matter what, you know, those impromptu photographs that get taken on nights out and things, he'll still be so aware that he'll have to
turn his head a certain way. So you can only see one of them. It's mad, isn't it? That's the thing, though.
And if only he knew that all he needed was eyes, lips, and a jaw.
That's all you need.
Yeah.
And you know, he's only got, yeah, but, and he's yeah, worried about the ears. Just wear earmuffs. It's not as if you'd be listening to anyone on a date, anyway. These findings are from married couples. And it's a dating site called Illicit Encounters. So basically, this is the desired list. They really stuck this in at the bottom. This is basically the list that people want when they're looking for a middle. How are you? On the outside. Oh, man.
That's quite surprising that that would be a list.
Yeah.
You know, if you were going to create somebody for, carry on, that the first thing you'd think of is their eyes, lips, and a jaw.
I know. Doesn't seem to be one person. It just shows how loose the morals are of these people. They don't even have one person on there looking for a fella with asymmetrical ears and a dad bod.
Classic hits.
And now, the Hit Bit with Supermax, home of the deliciously fresh chicken breast sandwich. Always a hit.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. A bit from a classic hit, but what hit is it?
Hit bit. The hit bit is huge today. 4K Monday, 4,000 euros that we would love to stick in your bank account. We normally say in your pocket, but you'd be mad, you'd be mugged walking around with that sort of money. So here's what it sounds like one more time. Very important to hear that before we get stuck in with such high stakes. And Linda Tierney is going to have a go. Hiya, Linda. Not too bad, Linda. How are you, more importantly? How was your weekend?
I was good, yeah.
Excellent. Where are you at the moment, Linda? You sound like you're on the move.
I am. I'm on the move again. I'm on my way to work.
Very good, very good. What part of the country are you in?
I live in Lucan and I work in JFK Industrial Estate.
Oh, okay. All right, so you're...
I'm only down the road.
Handy,
yeah. Handy stuff.
Right, well, let's see if we can get you turned around before you even get there. 4,000 euro, Linda, what do you think?
Is it Gold by Spandau Ballet?
Big favourite of our PJ.
Of course it is, yeah.
Whoa, Gold by Spandau Ballet, right. Interesting. Okay, first time of the morning. We're heading west where Magical Michael is standing by. How are you, Mike?
Good morning, everybody. I'll tell you what, lads. I mean, this is very hard, isn't it? This hit bit is so hard. I mean, I know there's much to be true.
Oh, my God.
Oh, come on. Where's the applause?
God.
It's wrong.
Oh, my God.
That took so long.
I'm marking off my list.
Exactly. And mark him off your list as well, Linda, to be perfectly honest with you. Listen, safe drive and take care of yourself.
Thank you.
Cheers. Bye bye. What was that, Michael?
That went
I
on
know
a while.
This much.
Tell you something, Jim. I'm starting to think he's a couple of eggs short of a toolbox, that fella.
What?
Oh my God. That was.
Yeah, I don't believe it.
That was strangely enjoyable, I have to say. Right.
Bree Egan is waiting patiently. How are you, Bree?
Hi, PJ. How are you?
Not too bad at all, Bree. How are you, more importantly?
Good now, yeah.
Yeah, good. So where are you this morning?
I'm in Milton Albion in Clare.
In Clare, right. So, County Clare. How is it? Is it a decent morning in Clare?
It's okay. It's a bit overcast.
Right.
It's not too bad.
I think it'll get better, though, won't it? I think that's the plan, that it'll get better.
Yeah, it's brightened up a bit today. Now, let's give you something to celebrate if it does. 4,000 euro, Breed. What do you think?
I think it's Genesis' Land of Confusion.
Land of Confusion.
Wow.
Exactly.
Perfect song for this show. It's like our theme tune. Right, good guess, in fairness. Good song. What do you think, Michael?
Sure is a good guess, good song as well. I mean, Breed, I pray that this is right. And Jesus, he knows me, so you never know.
Oh, my God.
But unfortunately, it is wrong.
No.
Oh, sorry about that, Breed.
Apologies on all accounts, Breed. Take care of yourself.
Take care. Bye.
Cheers.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
I mean, that was clever, if anything.
Jesus, he knows me.
And he knows.
There's no way.
And he hopes I'm right or something.
Something will certainly happen on the way to heaven for you, Michael.
Hey.
Come on.
Oh, God.
Dear.
It's still 4K Monday, though, again, with Niall Boylan later.
Yeah, there's always a silver lining.
There's always a silver lining, yeah. So we can hopefully give it away. And, I think Mike needs to have a good look at himself this morning, I think. Although I'm being unfair, I enjoyed both of them, actually.
Yeah, and to be fair, I'm almost tempted to get another verse of I know this much.
True. Halloween's coming.
Have you heard of tuning at all, Michael? Have you at all?
Excuse me. I know this much too true.
Myself, when he does that, he sounds like, those drunken uncles that get up at weddings.
Yeah.
I know this much is true.
It's going to be.
Yeah. Oh my God. Right, now, Michael, thankfully, you've got something to redeem yourself in the form of Gary Barlow tickets after 8, yeah?
Oh, I have something. I have something in the pot, lads. It's ready to rock and roll, and it's actually quite good, I think.
Excellent. Right, okay.
One day.
And when he says it's good, I know that to be true.
PJ and Jim in the morning.
Wake up happy.
Yeah, Phil Oakey, Giorgio Moroder, and together in Electric Dreams here at Classic Hits. 9 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Monday. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 4K Monday. It came and went for us, but Niall Boylan has another shot at that €4,000 on the hit bit at 1:30 today. That's still to come. Also, by the way, very shortly we're going to be catching up with Magic Mike once again. He's got the opportunity for you to win some fantastic tickets to see Gary Barlow live June 2021. That's up for grabs. We'll also be announcing the winners from the weekend, so stick around for that. Lots of winning to be done on that. And also, we quite literally have Coffee Perfection on the show today. CoffeePerfection.ie have given us this incredible home coffee making machine. That's not what you call it, a coffee making machine, is it?
Why is it not?
There's probably a proper name for it.
Coffee maker?
Yeah. The coffee making machine just sounds too small a word for this thing. It looks fantastic.
Yeah, it's the proper job.
But anyway, we'll tell you about that very shortly. In the meantime, though, of course, PJ's favourite time of year
is
fast approaching.
It absolutely is. It's spooky season already. We are in Halloween, and what, you saw not just the ghosts and the ghoulies you need to be looking out for. The mystery elves or the spirits and all that sort of crack. Because, don't forget, it can still be cursed as well. Yes, you can.
Cursed?
Yes, you can. A tourist, right? A light-fingered, pilfering tourist that couldn't keep her hands to herself. She stole fragments from the ancient city of Pompeii 15 years ago, okay?
Mm.
Took them home. Well. She just returned the artifacts, claiming they were cursed. So, this Canadian woman, identified only as Nicole, she sent a package containing two mosaic tiles, part of an amphora and a piece of ceramics that travelled in ancient Pompeii. It's in southern Italy, Pompeii there. So, the famous place where Vesuvius went off.
I was just going to say, that's where they all got covered in the molten ash
and
preserved and things.
Preserved.
Yeah.
All that. People preserved doing the unusual stuff some of them were.
Why must you lower the standard of our conversation? Here we are in the middle of a scary conversation.
I said unusual stuff. They were preserved doing unusual stuff.
Yes, but it was... it's just a good job it's radio, that's all.
I'm just saying a thing that I saw. Nicole, she was only in her early 20s when she visited Pompeii, right?
Yeah.
The archaeological park. And that was back in 2005. And ever since then, ever since she stole these things, she's had a run of misfortune and bad luck. She's been suffering. She's had breast cancer. She's
lost
my
God.
All her money. She's run into serious financial hardship. So she sent them back in the post with a note attached that said, please, take them back. They bring bad luck. At the time of the theft, she said she wanted to have a piece of history that nobody else could have, but that the relics had so much negative energy linked to that land of destruction. This is unbelievable. Pompeii was buried during the AD 19th, or not Yeah, 1979. That's ridiculous. Like in the 70s, when they're. Imagine.
Yeah, I think we'd have remembered that.
I mean, imagine 1979. What am I actually talking about?
Anyway, it was a long time ago.
You can still see the preserved flares and people.
Yeah, the tank tops.
Tank tops. ABBA and all were playing on the night. It's 1879, not 1979.
Yeah.
Dear
Lord. A little bit earlier than that.
And that's, yeah, so that's it. You sent it back. And now, people that run the park in Pompeii, they say that's happened quite a lot. There was another letter that arrived just there recently saying that this woman wanted forgiveness from God because she had such a negative, a bad run of luck since she stole a couple of items, pebbles, and she only took off the ground. She only took some dirt and sand and pebbles.
And it was cursed as well.
And that was cursed.
Everything
as well.
About the place is cursed.
I tell
cursed.
You something, I hope the hotels I was staying in when I was working in Cork all the time weren't cursed because I would be in serious trouble. You know, I have some slippers and ill-gotten shower gels, Jim, and I swear to God, if they're in any way connected to disaster or there's negative energy, I could be in an awful state.
I'm wondering, like, I mean, maybe I once stole a cursed shampoo from a hotel.
Yes.
And look what's happened, all my hair's fallen out.
Oh, the hair fell out, that's what it is, Jim.
Then I wonder, is that it? Maybe after all these years, the penny's finally dropped.
I bet
along
you,
with the last hair.
Did you ever steal a dressing gown from a hotel?
Never.
I bet you
never,
did.
Because
and that's why you have one now growing out of your skin. The black fur that comes out of you, Jim. That's a curse. It's the curse of the stolen dressing gown.
How and very dare you? It was resting in my suitcase. It was.
And now you're doomed to have to be covered in gorilla fur for the rest of your life. Oh, Jim.
Unbelievable.
That's
it now. So stealing things like that from historical sites and everything could be the beginning of the end for
it
you.
Could be the beginning of the end.
Cursed.
Could be the beginning
God,
of
imagine the amount of people, though, who'd be cursed if pilfering a little hotel ware was to do you, you know,
well,
do you damage.
I remember, I think there's something to this. I remember years ago, I was doing a gig in a hotel, right? And I was really hungry before the show and I was sitting in the kitchen and there was food sent back or something. I don't know what it was. Sitting there for the whole night. Anyway, I ate this food. It was probably gone off or something, right? And I went and I did the gig. And it must have been cursed because I was sick for the whole day, the following day.
Definitely.
I was sick for the whole day, yeah.
Really?
Cursed, yeah.
It was cursed.
Yeah.
And the food that was sent back.
Yeah.
Maybe because it was off or something. I'd sat there for the whole night.
Yeah.
And you watched it. And then ate it.
Obviously it was sent to a priest and you could see the evil spirits in it. And I didn't. And I ate it. Oh my God, Jim.
When those evil spirits came out of you.
I'm not joking, it was so bad. My bum was coughing. What sort of negative demon makes your bum cough?
I want to be the only one eternal here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Monday, 12th of October. It's 18 and a half minutes past 8 o'clock. Thank you for letting us hang out with you folks. Much appreciated. But later on, we're going to give out the winners of the weekend tickets for Gary Barlow. Gary Barlow, of course, playing at the Three Arena on the 22nd of June, 2021. And right across the weekend here at Classic Hits, we were giving you the opportunity to win tickets to go along and see him perform. But we have tickets of our own to give away, PJ.
We sure do, yeah. And it's one of Magic Mike's that can... What was I trying to say?
Magic Mike basically is going to sing the greatest hits of Take That in Drunken Uncle style.
Oh my God, don't
actually, I've just realised.
Some other way.
I want to make that a feature on the show. Drunken Uncle.
Drunken Uncle is a great, yeah, I think so.
Magic Mike sings the hits. Love Drunken it. Uncle style.
Yeah, if you can identify what...
I want you back for goods. Michael! What is the plan?
Can I just say, I would love to do that feature. Is that, like, a responsible thing to do? Because I would do that.
What do you mean a responsible thing? As in, what?
As in,
you don't have to
really
get drunk. Like, don't actually get drunk.
You don't have to go on the sherry in the morning to do it, Michael. You just pretend. It's called acting.
Sorry, I thought I actually had to get drunk and sing, which would be kind of funny.
Yeah, no, you can stay away from the sherry. It was just a thought. Anyway, listen, in the meantime, what's the plan with Gary Barlow?
Okay, well, as you can hear in the background there, not too sure how big a fan PJ is, but that is PJ's called Back for Good, right? and this is a little competition.
If you could see his face now, Michael. he's giving you his darkest Paddington stare.
Okay, so this is a little competition called Back for Good, and basically what we're doing is, lads, we have three Take That songs featuring Gary Barlow singing backwards, essentially, right? And you have got to identify in order the three songs, the three names of those songs. Simple as that.
Wow.
Okay, right. So it's a little mashup of three songs that are backwards. So we need the name of the three songs in the correct order.
That's exactly it, yeah. Simple
okay.
as that.
Okay, I'm normally rubbish at these. Are you ready for this, PJ?
Yeah, go for it, yeah.
Okay, so have a listen to this. 087-188-0008. The answers with your name when you spot them. Right, first listen. Here we go. You see, I'm rubbish at them.
Wow, I think I know two of them.
Do you?
I think I have the first and the last one, I think, yeah. I'm pretty sure I do.
I know the one with the... I know that one. I can't think of the name of it off the top of my head at the moment.
I'll get it.
That one would come to me. All right, I'm going to have another quick listen. Right, here we go. Listen number two.
I can't get the middle one. The middle one has me stumped on the other two.
That's tough, Michael. I like it. I like it. But that's tough enough.
Yeah, I think you can always judge how good a band is by how good they sound backwards. I think doing all these competitions over the years, we've actually found that out, you know.
Really? So where do you rate Take That?
I rate them quite highly, if I'm honest with you. They were quite nice to listen to backwards.
Right, so there it is, okay? We'll give you one more listen in just a second. Remember, we need the names of those songs in the correct order, okay? Get it onto WhatsApp along with your name, 087-188-0008. Up for grabs, a pair of tickets to see Gary Barlow at the Three Arena live, 22nd of June, 2021. Actually, have we just the one pair, Michael, have we? Or?
No, we've got two pairs to give away today.
Excellent.
Oh, very good.
Excellent, two pair. Right, final listen, here we go. I have to fess up, not a clue.
With any of them?
The names of the songs won't come to me.
Oh, I don't know the names of them, but I know which ones they are.
Now you're up to date with the Homer, PJ and Jim waking up happy weekdays from 6 a.m. This is Classic Hits.
Cheers, John, just 8:34. Right, details of the breakfast table quiz on the way very shortly, but ahead of that, we're going to give you some winners, some Gary Barlow winners. We're going to join Magic Mike again. You've got a couple of names for us, Michael, yeah?
Sure do, lads. A huge response to this. People very quick off the mark. Marlon McMahon and Christopher Fagan win the two pairs of tickets this morning.
Excellent. Well done. And of course, we'll be announcing the weekend winners just after 9 this morning as well. If you had a go at winning Gary Barlow tickets over the weekend, we'll be announcing the winners after 9. So well done to ours. Now, I suppose we need to tell people what they wear, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, so just once again, this was what we asked you to identify. Right, I hadn't got a clue. Right, so PJ, what were you going for number one?
It's that one. All I do each night is pray. It's that one.
Right, so what would you say that's called?
Pray, then. Is it?
Is he right, Michael?
He's dead right. Well done, PJ Gallagher.
Woo, look at you. Right, okay, so Prey was number one. What did you go for number two?
I can't get number two. No matter what, I can't figure it out.
Okay, over to you, Michael. What was it?
Can you not identify it from? It's How Deep Is Your Love.
I should have got that.
Yeah, you wouldn't get that, though, because it's all sort of like, you know, romantic and human, and
there's a complete lack of crack in that one now compared to the other two.
Right, so that was number two. So Pray, How Deep Is Your Love, and what did you think number three was?
It's that one. Never forget where you're coming from.
That's the one. What's it called?
Never forget.
Well done, Michael. Is he right?
He's dead right.
Yeah.
Excellent stuff. So there it was. Pray, How Deep Is Your Love, and Never Forget were our three songs. Well done. And of course, we'll announce the other winners from the weekend after 9.
I can't believe I just won tickets to Gary Barlow.
Yeah, about that, right? The way that works. Never Forget from Take That here at Classic Hits. It was the final little tune in Magic Mike's master mix of Gary Barlow tunes. So that was quite a grand title I gave it there.
Yeah, it certainly was.
But anyway, listen, we'll give you the remainder of our Gary Barlow winners after 9 o'clock if you entered for the chance to win over the weekend. It's 22nd of June 2021 is when Gary Barlow plays the Three Arena. Tickets on sale for that gig as well. Actually, are they on sale at the moment or are they going on sale this Friday?
I'd say Friday, isn't anyway. We're out before the sales as per usual, Jim. Mm. You know yourself.
Right. By the way, just speaking of winning, Breakfast Table Quiz is on the way. Really cool prize this week. If you're into your coffee, we literally have Coffee Perfection on the show this week. CoffeePerfection.ie is the 5-star coffee company. You can check it out on that website. They'll even deliver to your home and all that sort of stuff. But they've given us this Sage Creatista Uno Nespresso machine.
I am going to
love saying that all this week. I really am.
Something. You're like Jim O'DeCampo saying that.
Jim O'DeCampo,
you're like, I tell you. I love the way you said it.
And a selection of coffee.
I felt like I was on my holidays just listening to you.
And a selection of coffee capsules as well to go with it. Really cool prize. We'll tell you more about it. But if you want to get involved, nothing to beat on a Monday. 087-188-0008. Magic Mike is standing by. Now, if you happen to be in your job at the moment.
Yeah.
Here's something that will strike fear into your heart.
Listen, if you have to talk to your other half about marriages and weddings and all, if there's a bit of tension, get it over and done with before it boils over, will you? There's a woman that turned up with her fiance.
Right.
See the way you did the coffee thing perfect? You sounded like Jim O'DeCampo. And I'm saying fiance. Like, you know what I mean?
She was in Destiny's Child, wasn't she?
You know your woman. Fiance. When she's all so bootylicious. You could make coffee out of them cheeks. Oh. So her fiance turned up to his job. She turned up to his job.
Right.
He was busy stacking. He works in a sort of a costume shop, it seems. He was stacking on the shelves costumes for Halloween, you know, and all of that. You know the way Americans, they sort of wreck it. You know, the days of dressing up in a dangerous black bag were the best crack, to be honest with you. Can't even put dress kids in black bags or anything anymore. And it was all this American,
what's the world coming to?
It's all proper fancy dress nowadays. But she turned up and he's putting it there and she confronted him. But she didn't just confront him in a wedding dress. She confronted him with a pastor and with her bridesmaid and said, I've been waiting 2 years for this. You proposed to me and now we're getting married. And if you don't marry him here and now, it's over. It's really viral as a TikTok video, obviously, because it's completely and utterly and insane.
The whole thing was videoed.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh, she turned up with a pastor in her dress, with a bridesmaid in her dress.
And somebody ready to film
the whole event, yeah. Because she wanted to put him on the spot and give him no choice. It's like.
And who said. Who said romance is dead, eh?
Who said romance is dead, yes.
Yeah. It's all about the love, really, isn't it?
All I'm trying to do is get this fat man to commit to me 2 years after he said he would.
Yeah.
It's pretty extreme.
What if he doesn't love you and doesn't want to marry you? That's not the point, right?
Yeah, that's not the point, yeah. And in fairness to your man, he's noticing what's going on and he says, is there any chance we can have this conversation outside? He says.
This is in his job.
In his job, he's at work, yeah.
Were there customers or anything? Oh my God.
Oh yeah, he's busy stacking shelves. And he goes, could somebody not have told me about this? And it's not clear now what happened. That's the video pretty abruptly ends when they go outside. I would like to think that this is finally the moment where he decides to run for his life.
Absolutely.
Dress up in one of his costumes, change his identity and never get seen again.
Yeah.
That is the most extreme. Like I mean, surely God. Having a chat about it or maybe having 10 chats where you get no result out of it is when you kind of go, do you know something? If you're not going to do it, I'm going to move on without you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Calmly.
Or even not calmly. You know, lose your mind in the privacy of your own home, at least. You know,
that's a fair point you make.
You know, if you're going to lose your marbles completely,
it's kind of appropriate that it was Halloween time and he was in a Halloween shop when literally one of the scariest things that could ever happen to you happened.
I know, I'm
like demanding with the priest and everything in tow, demanding, marry me now.
She'll never know now. Maybe he was planning it for Christmas and he was there and going to take on an extra gig, the Halloween things. He was, you know, I'm going to put the time in. I'm hardly going to see her much. I know it'll be weird to seem like I'm avoiding her, but when it'll all be worth it in the end.
She'll laugh about this in the end.
She'll laugh about it. And she probably walked in, did that, and he just flushed the ring down to Jax and said, I'm not going near that mad one anyway. That's the end of that. You know?
Oh my God.
You said that's a lucky escape. There's a huge reaction to it online, of course. Some people saying that she must have been pushed to within an inch. people saying.
Are you saying that there's people online saying, like, oh, well, you'd understand where she was coming from?
Yeah, but there is some people saying
that. Oh, my God. But then again, it is Halloween and freaks are everywhere.
And it is online. You know what I mean? Yeah. Thankfully, a majority of people are saying, jeepers, you dodged that bullet.
Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the award. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Kilmartin Educational Services. In class or online, learn and revise safely and get ahead with Julie's. CKES.ie.
Right, this week we are on board with Coffee Perfection, coffeeperfection.ie. They are the five-star coffee company. They're a leading supplier to the hospitality industry. And also, they'll do home delivery as well. They have a range of speciality teas and coffees, and they'll deliver them straight to your home. As I say, coffeeperfection.ie, the website, if you want to check it out and place any orders or whatever. An interesting one for you, PJ, right? They are the stockists, obviously, of their own. They have their own signature brand, right?
Yes.
But they are also stockists. Official Irish distributor, in fact, of the world famous Marley coffee.
Ah, that explains why there's a big box of it on your desk out there.
Yeah.
Ah, very good.
Oh, you saw that, did you?
I did see that.
Right.
And I was wondering when you would bring it up. So I did, thank you very much, yeah.
But, you know, Marley, because you had that before, didn't you? Because it's founded by Bob Marley's son.
Yeah, yeah.
And famously, the Bose connection with the Bob Marley thing in the past.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
That kind of came
very
about.
Good. I'm looking forward to getting stuck into your box of goodness.
Yeah, about that. We'll speak about that later. But anyway, they've given us this fantastic piece of kit, right? We have pictures of it here. It looks brilliant. I'm sure Magic Mike will pop it up on social media for you to check it out for yourself. It's called a Sage Creatista Uno Nespresso Machine.
Oh, Jim Ocampo. I'm telling you, it's all over the place.
With a selection of coffee capsules as well thrown in. And apparently, this sounds very impressive. It's all the convenience of an espresso-portioned coffee machine paired with Sage's advanced microfoam milk technology.
Do you know something? I just eat the machine.
I tell you, you could.
With a
description it looks
like
good
that.
Enough to eat.
Eat the machine.
It's unbelievable.
All you got to do, the highest score on the Breakfast Table Quiz this week. Sounds easy, and Declan Hogan is going to take it on to show you exactly how it works. How are you, Declan?
Morning, lads. How are you?
Oh, good. Declan, how's yourself?
Not so bad. Not so bad for a Monday morning, like.
Yeah, for sure. Are you a bit of a coffee drinker, Declan?
I like coffee, to be honest with you, yeah.
Good for you, right. This'll suit you down to the ground.
Get in your final espresso now, just chug it there, and we'll get stuck in. Do what we can for you.
Right, listen, 60 seconds. The good news is you've nothing to beat. You're the standard bearer. You're the man that's going to set the score for the rest of the week. You ready to go?
Yep.
Best of luck, here we go.
Nausea in the early stages of pregnancy is commonly called morning what?
Sickness.
What nationality is tennis star Steffi Graf?
German.
The country of Latvia is situated on the shores of what sea?
The Salt Sea.
The Baltic. Which all-girl pop group created the album Saints and Sinners?
All Saints.
Yes. What is the light-sensitive area at the back of the eye called?
Retina.
Bryan Adams' song Everything I Do was featured in what film?
Robin Hood.
Keith Earls is known for playing what sport?
Rugby.
Who won an Oscar for Best Director for Schindler's List?
Spielberg.
Yeah, what name is given to the leader of the Roman Catholic Church?
Pope.
Which TV series always finish with the family members bidding each other a good night?
The Walton.
What is the capital of Austria? Vienna. William and Butler were the first names of what Irish poet?
Next.
Yeats in maths. What is the square root of 225?
5.
It's 15.
Oh.
15, and I gotta be honest with you, I don't even understand the question. To be honest with you, Declan, you did very well. I think you were flying there for a while.
Yeah, it was going well. There was a bit of a hiccup on the Baltic Sea, and then those last three put a bit of a spanner in it. But still, we managed a score of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 correct answers.
Yeah, pretty good going. It's a good one for a Monday anyway, Declan.
Yeah, to be fair, when you say they were tough enough in parts, weren't they?
They were, yeah. There was some tricky ones there. Square roots. What's a square root? Number's a number. This is ridiculous.
Declan, listen, well played, sir. Have a good day. 9 is the score that you've set. Who knows? May well be good enough.
Fingers crossed. Thanks a million.
Absolutely. Declan, take care of yourself, man. Cheers.